This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This Saturday on The Pulse, right here on AMI Audio at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, Shackle Chowdhury, the co-founder of Enable Leadership, discusses his new book, Deep Diversity, a compassionate, scientific approach to achieve racial justice. That's this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, here on AMI Audio, also available as a podcast. My co-host, Remy Amuth, and she's at her home studio in Toronto. I'm Kelly McDonald, host of Kelly and Company. It's time to step aside here as we welcome in Jeff Ryman to talk lifestyle headlines.
From fashion to travel, pets, and more, we cover it all on the Lifestyle Report with me, Jeff Ryman.
So this is the week, folks, that, yes, don't be fooled, he is here a lot. And the being the Ryman Radio Network, what can we say about that? Hello, sir.
Good Friday, guys. How are you?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good day so far. Shows started off well.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
Consciousness.
Absolutely. That's usually how Friday shows go.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of that time to sit back, silly, get everybody stoked for their weekend, things like that. And Jeffy, what a way to start the show with co-producer Jeff Ryman here.
Yeah, so guys, I want to start with this first article, and Kelly, credit to you for sending me this. It's actually a really interesting article about travel, and I feel like we have struggled to talk about travel on this show. I think most of our listeners would probably understand why. Personally, myself, I haven't traveled anywhere. I mean, I went to Ottawa in the summer, you know, when things were looking, I guess, fairly normal, you know, under these weird circumstances. But aside from that, I haven't even left the country. You know, typically I would go maybe to Buffalo, across the border or something, travel abroad maybe a little bit. But hasn't even crossed my mind, really, over the last 2 years. And so, Kelly, you sent me this article, and it's titled, How You Can Make the Most of Traveling During Shoulder Season.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are probably scratching their heads.
What is that?
What is shoulder season? And I'm not talking about working out your shoulders, you know, if it's shoulder season, trying to get those things big and round. But here's the definition of shoulder season. And it varies by destination, but it typically means the period of time between a region's peak season and off season. This time span can last months. Yeah. So it can last months or weeks. And for instance, if a place is peak season in the summer and is off season in the winter, therefore shoulder season would be the spring or fall. So alternatively, a place may experience peak travel during a holiday weekend, but demand will drop off the weekend before or maybe after. So these times can also be considered shoulder season. And here are five reasons why shoulder season is the best time to travel, especially during the pandemic, if you're one of those ones who is feeling a little risky. And I know I've seen a couple of friends across my social media timelines who have actually risked it all and traveled to the Caribbean, to the States, wherever it may be. And I'm thinking, oh boy, you know, you better buckle up, you know, high risk, high reward, because I've seen some people go on vacation and they're at all inclusives and they're the only people on the beach or at the pool or at the bar. And I'm thinking, wow, wouldn't that be nice if you had the whole resort to yourself? But on the flip side of things, you know, if something, you know, knock on wood, were to happen, you get a positive test, you can't come back into the country, you're stuck in a foreign country for a couple extra days, maybe a couple extra weeks, could be a nightmare, right? So, but anyways, number one on this list, expect to pay lower prices than for peak season travel. So airfares average 23% cheaper when booked for shoulder season versus peak season travel. That's according to NerdWallet analysis conducted in December of 2021, so not too far ago, of more than 100 airfares taken from the most popular routes in the U.S. across 8 major airlines. The same routes were compared for flights booked for peak versus shoulder season days, where peak season flights were those booked for Monday before or after a major holiday. And in contrast, the shoulder season flights were also taken 2 weeks before or after that date. The difference was pretty substantial around Christmas. Flights averaged 50% cheaper when they booked on Monday, January 10th versus Monday, December 27th. You know, just a matter of a couple of weeks, really, a week and a bit. And you can get 50% off of a potential flight. So yeah, you're probably going to be paying a lot lower prices when you go in this shoulder season as opposed to the peak season travel. And that's something I've always done. I've tried to look at maybe not going to a certain place for peak season. I think you have to do a little bit of research, but that research could pay off if you're looking to save a couple of bucks. I don't know if you guys have done the same either. I know some people want to travel during those peak times. Maybe there's a festival or something that you want to go to that you don't want to miss. So you're probably going to be paying a little bit more than you typically would. But for me, for the most part, I'd rather save a couple of bucks and maybe find some hidden gems.
I've heard people say it about Vegas. I think it's around Christmas time. I've never done anything like that, but I've heard people mention that there's just that one little down period at some point before everybody starts going there before Christmas, I think it is. And that's time to go if you're going to, but I don't even know if that exists anymore. And seasoned travelers out there, they know.
For sure. I mean, go ahead, Rum.
Oh, no. You finished the thought. I was going to change a little bit.
I was just going to say, I know, obviously, for March break, anywhere is probably going to be ridiculously priced. I know in Vegas, if you're going, during those peak seasons, I think a lot of people try to avoid the middle of the summer just because it's the desert and just the weather might be a huge factor into those types of things, too. So, I don't know. If you just do a little bit of research before you go, I think it could go a long way because you could save a pretty penny just for those travel prices. You know, I'm talking like airfare, cab fare. If you're going to somehow, manage to rent a car or a vehicle or something, could save you a couple of bucks if you go in that shoulder season.
Yeah, because there's like along with the shoulder season, there's also other things to think about. I remember somewhere in the middle of the pandemic, we talked about like second city travel. So not picking the highlight destinations and the places and the things that everybody wants to check out, like the top 10 list, but actually picking smaller areas around those areas. And, that's for general support as well. So those localities get the tourism, but also just so that you can avoid, you know, big crowds, big things, big events. Maybe potential cancellations, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Vegas road trip. It can be just a road trip in your vicinity that still feels like travel. And then if you take on the shoulder season along with the lesser known areas or like the not so popular areas, then you got both things hopefully helping you out.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And this sort of piggybacks off this. Number two, you won't compete as much for coveted reservations. So if you're going to a destination and you want to go to a specific hotel or you want to go to a specific restaurant or somewhere in that city, that is usually highly coveted. Yeah. If you go in either that off season or in this shoulder season, that's somewhere in between. You won't be competing as much for some of those more luxurious reservations. I've heard of this when traveling to certain places where there's that one steakhouse that everybody wants to go to. It's booked for months and months and months in advance. But yeah, if you go maybe in this shoulder season, maybe you could save a couple of bucks, but ultimately it looks like you might be able to actually get those reservations, which would obviously make your trip a lot nicer. So yeah,
everybody's all in sync. So all the tourist destinations in your location are going to be alongside and shoulder to shoulder, I guess one would say, on making sure to be attractive.
Yeah, for sure. I want to go to number three as well. This one really, really, I think, is key. You won't see as many off-season closures. Now, this is where I think this shoulder season really comes into play here. And now, the first two, you might be thinking, well, you can just go in off-season and get that exact same treatment. But number three here, you won't see as many off-season closures. So, for example, January, if you go to Utah's Zion National Park, it averages about 16% of the number of visitors that come during the peak season in July. And most tourists will have a rough go. And ice forces certain trails to close, so some roads become inaccessible to drivers, and the museum and services like shuttle buses aren't necessarily available. So if you go in this shoulder season where it's somewhere in between, you know, places like this, you can actually go to and enjoy more. And probably not have to fight with all of those crowds. So I think that is really, really smart as well. If you can maybe not have to deal with some of those closures, because I've had to deal with that before, where you go on vacation and all of a sudden it's like, sorry, we're closed from this month to this month. And, you know, you sort of wanted to do that. You can't because it's closed because maybe it wasn't the right time, wasn't the peak season or whatever.
Maybe they're doing work or something too. And it's just one of those things you forget to look at. You look at it online, but forget to look at, oh, the little note that says currently closed.
Yeah, for sure. Number four, the weather. Weather is generally pretty good. Shoulder season likely won't bring that sweltering heat or the storms that come with the region's off season. And in some cases, the weather during shoulder season is actually better than the peak season. Summer at Florida's theme parks, often humid and muggy. I hate that. I've been there. I've done that. I don't really like it that much. Some people love it. And that's before you add in the crowds of out-of-school kids. During shoulder season, you might forego sunny summer days on the beach, but you'll typically get a good temperature, not to mention less sweaty smile in that favorite photo of yours. So I'm on board with this. I can't stand being around, you know, a huge crowd of people, specifically at theme parks or other venues that may have a large gathering. I'll go to them. I'm not a fan of them.
Besides, but the summer is prime smoking meat season.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Like, if exactly. I don't know if you're talking about smoking meat as myself, just sweating.
or a different kind.
Wanting to be by my barbecue. but totally agree with this. And quickly before we exit here, guys, number five on the list, you could more likely experience unique and local events. Tourist hotspots typically want year-round crowds, so they often host events, concerts, and other festivals that don't occur at times when crowds would be large anyway. So theme park food festivals are among the most common shoulder season delights. Southern California, their theme park, Knott's Berries Farms, typically hosts its annual Boysenberry Festival from March to April. So you might be able to find a couple of these interesting local, maybe more unique events if you travel during shoulder season. So a really cool article, and thanks for passing that on to me, Kelly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like that's really helpful for people who want to do their travel. I just think that's pretty tremendous. Thanks, Jeffy. Thanks for bringing it forward, because there was a lot in there for people. Jeff Ryman does lifestyle with us on Fridays, health headlines on Wednesdays, and he'll be back a little later in the program when we get into our Cut for Time segment and chat about some of the conversations we have had here this week on Kelly and Company. Up next, Among other items to talk about today, your Google Home speakers are about to get slightly worse because of a Sonos lawsuit. John Beeler has the details after this. You've been listening to Kellyanne Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.